The competition regulator is investigating accusations about improper and unlawful practices being used by the supermarket giants Coles and Woolworths. The ACCC will examine complaints that grocery suppliers have been subjected to unlawful penalties and bullying. Both Coles and Woolworths have rejected the price-squeezing claims and say they'll cooperate with the regulator's investigation. The ACCC's chairman, Rod Sims, is speaking with AM's business editor, Peter Ryan.
We normally don't discuss our investigations that are still underway. The difference here is the enormous interest in this issue about a year ago, where there was a lot of complaints by suppliers about their dealings with the supermarkets. We originally found it very difficult to get the suppliers to talk to us so we could see whether there was anything in the various stories that were circulating. I then promised confidentiality to suppliers and said we do all we can to keep what they say confidential. We eventually had around 50 come forward, and I suppose it's fair to say we've got some fairly credible and consistent issues that we now believe we need to investigate in some detail.
So in the past, many of the complaints you would have received may well have been anonymous or people who weren't prepared to put substance to them, but do you believe now you have complaints that do have enough substance behind them to more fully investigate?
Well, we certainly believe what we have in front of us is worth, as you say, more fully investigating, Peter. They are still allegations, and we'll now get on with the work of doing the investigation.
When you talk about some of the bullying claims or the pressure on suppliers for additional payments, what are you talking about there? Strong-arm tactics to put the squeeze on prices?
But there's two issues that come up under our Act, Peter. One is the issue of unconscionable conduct, and that, as being alleged to us, is conduct that involves seeking extra payments, and that can come up in various ways. The other set of allegations that we need to look at is the issue of favouring home brands over or private labels over branded products in the supermarkets, that is, favouring their own products. So those are the two issues that can be a breach of our Act.
If you're a small supplier and you're negotiating with Coles and Woolworths, who after all control 70% of the market, do some of these suppliers feel they had no choice but to provide a lower price or to be run out of business altogether?
Oh, look, there's certainly an imbalance there, Peter. I mean, if you're a supplier of groceries or fresh food of any size, you really have to be supplying the supermarkets, and that puts you in a disadvantageous position. Now, that often happens in a market economy. That's not, groceries isn't the only area where that happens. We have collective bargaining potential arrangements that can help out. But look, it's always a difficult position when you're selling to somebody and they know and you know that you have to make the sale, whereas the buyer has many more choices than you do. That's always an awkward situation.
Coles and Woolworths have both denied any wrongdoing but have said they will cooperate with the inquiry. But have they given you any idea as to whether they will voluntarily hand over the data that you're seeking?
Peter, in these matters, and I don't want to delve too much into a specific investigation, but speaking generally in these matters, it's often a combination of seeking information voluntarily and compulsory acquisition powers. That's the general approach. I should say we've had many meetings with Coles and Woolworths, and they've come and spoken to us and talked to us about a range of issues. So that relationship works well, and we fully expect their cooperation.
The ACCC's chairman, Rod Sims, speaking with AM's business editor, Peter Ryan.